Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Burnett. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clint Brown. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Clint Brown. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Dib Williams. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Sahaki. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roy Mahaffey. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Roy Mahaffey. And now, play ball. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Williams. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Porter moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill bunts towards the mound. Mahaffey fields it and throws to third for the out. Burnett moves to second. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sahaki fields it and throws to second for the out. Burnett moves to third. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick takes first base on ball four. Morgan moves to second. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burnett scores. Morgan moves to third. Vosmick moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Burnett scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 0. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Coleman reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Coleman scores. It's Indians, 1, Athletics, 1. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill who is chasing the ball. Higgins reaches third base with a triple. Cochran goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Athletics. Ed Sahaki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sahaki bunts towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Higgins scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Athletics. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mahaffey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams misplays the ball. That's an error on Williams. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Vosmick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morgan moves to third. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Com hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Williams moves to third. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Vosmick throws the ball into Com who tags Johnson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Williams scores. One out. It's 4-1, Athletics. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kramer moves to third. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Myatt is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a line drive towards third. Higgins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Ed Sahaki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sahaki is 0-for-0 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sahaki takes first base on ball 4. Cochran moves to third. Higgins moves to second. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 0-for-1 in the game. Mahaffey strikes out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into center field. Averill picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Averill. Cochran scores. Higgins scores. Sahaki goes all the way around to score. Williams moves to second. It's 7-1, Athletics. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Connolly fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sahaki scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burnett takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Coleman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Coleman reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Fox reaches second base with a double. Coleman scores. It's 8-1, Athletics. Belle Bean now pitching. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fox moves to third. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's 9-1, Athletics. Ed Sahaki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sahaki is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Sahaki strikes out. There goes Higgins. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 0-for-2 in the game. Mahaffey hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman who is chasing the ball. Vosmick reaches third base with a triple. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Com hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vosmick scores. One out. It's 9-2, Athletics. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-2 in the game. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Mahaffey covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Odell Hale now playing third base. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Williams strikes out. Myatt drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Williams out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Myatt settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Myatt. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kramer strikes out. Myatt drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Kramer out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Belv Bean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-3 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sahaki scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Higgins is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-3 in the game. Morgan strikes out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Sahaki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sahaki is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Sahaki hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 0-for-3 in the game. Mahaffey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Kramer hits a pop-up towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-3 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-3 in the game. Myatt hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.